Goat Posse.
Hi, I'm Clifton T. Parks III, and if you didn't read this book, I got you. Welcome to Clifton Notes, fun and easy study guides of classic literature for Generation Z.
In this installment, Harry Potter. All seven of them. Right? There's seven? All seven of them. Pan down, baby. On the stoop. Across the street. Gay wizard. Literally gay, apparently. Just fine. That's a cool good thing. Where's the representation? You're gonna make a gay wizard? Cool. But we can't have a trans wizard? JK Rowling, you suck. You have an orphan with a scar on his head who is also a horcrux? But you can't believe that someone is... Wow. You're a bigot. I don't like you. Your story's cool, but I don't like you, lady. Anyway, pan down, baby on stoop. Gay wizard with fat wizard who doesn't do magic anymore because he's half giant and kind of screwed up when he was a kid. Which I think, you know, kind of talks a lot about what is going on in society right now. But I will not be forgiving J.K. Rowling. I forgive Hagrid for screwing up as a kid, though. He was only in his third year. How is he supposed to know that he couldn't have a big spider? How is he supposed to know he was a child? You know, J.K. Rowling's a grown woman, and she hates people for being themselves? What is this? What a joke. Anyway, back to panning down to the baby on the stoop. Gay wizard, fat wizard that doesn't do magic with cool beard. He kind of looks like me. I'm kind of like Rubus Hagrid. I'm kind of like Hagrid because I made a lot of mistakes in my life. I forgave myself. I went to therapy. What are you doing, J.K. Rowling? What are you doing to grow up as a person? Oh, you have cool books? I wish I had an invisibility cloak and I could find you and fight you. I wish I could come out of the shadows and fight you, J.K. Rowling. Anyway, sorry. Pan down, baby, stoop, gay wizard, fat wizard that reminds me a lot of myself. We forgive Hagrid for being an idiot as a child. He's cool. We also got a lady who can turn into a cat. She can turn into a cat! And we can't accept people for who they are? Come on! You know, I can't even make it through the first book, you guys.
And this has been another installment of Clifton Notes. Thanks for listening. I love you.